Today on the podcast, we have a question from Riley. Riley's prepping a ton of content for a new YouTube channel. Riley's wondering about repurposing that content specifically for multiple platforms and wondering as well whether creating so much content in advance is a good strategy. So a couple of different things here, and specifically, again, about repurposing from YouTube. But I think this applies to lots of people because there's so many different platforms out there and you're making different content and you can't be everywhere, just to be clear. You probably shouldn't take that content and post the same thing on 10 different networks. But if you want to reach more people, it is possible to do some light repurposing and essentially reach folks on a totally different network or channel or a different audience. So I do think repurposing is smart. I'm trying to get better about it myself. I've always been this person who defaults to making content and not really being smart or strategic about repurposing it. And I want to improve. So I've been looking into this myself, thinking about how I can maximize without diluting, or again, trying to be everywhere because that's impossible. So let's look at some ways to be efficient with content creation. We were just talking a week ago about ChatGPT for social. So this is a good extension of that. As I said, I'm working on it myself. So I'll share my own example in the answer, along with some others that will hopefully be helpful. How can I repurpose content? Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Hey there, Chris. It's Riley from Baltimore. I'm working on creating a ton of video content for my upcoming YouTube channel, but I'd love to know how I can repurpose this content to fit other platforms without having to start from scratch each time. Do you have any strategies for creating once but sharing everywhere? Also, do you think it's good that I'm preparing so much content in advance? I just want to give myself a buffer so that I can be consistent in publishing.
Riley, it sounds like you've got the right idea about having a buffer for consistent publishing. To take the last part of the question first, I do think that's a good idea. I did the same thing when I was starting my blog, The Art of Nonconformity, way back in the dark ages. I actually spent several months writing content before I published anything. One, just so I could get better at the art of writing and kind of distilling my message and figuring out what I wanted to share. But then also so that I would have a bit of a buffer. I wanted to be consistent in publishing, and I knew I might get behind from time to time. So it's great to have a bit of a backlog to pull from. And now for the first part, let's see, how can we repurpose content for the upcoming YouTube channel or perhaps other platforms? Well, you've got video snippets. So let's say you've got a long form video on YouTube. Extract some short, interesting segments, 30 seconds, 90 seconds, usually no more than that. You can post those as Instagram Reels. You can post it on TikTok. You can even use them on Twitter or LinkedIn, probably some other places too. Those are the big ones. You might want to transcribe your content. So get transcriptions. Those can be free or low cost. You don't actually have to sit down and do it yourself. There are services that do this. That text can then be formatted into blog posts, newsletters, or even eBooks. Makes your content more accessible. Of course, you want to make sure you do a good bit of editing. Don't just republish the raw transcript. That's not going to be as readable because the way we speak in video and audio is different than how we write. What about audio extraction? Okay, take the audio from your video and turn it into a podcast. And this can be done with minimal effort using software like Audacity. I use Audacity to record the podcast. My producer, Chuck, has some high-end tools that he uses to make things sound better, but I just do everything with this really simple tool, Audacity. Maybe one final note, cross-promotion. When you share the repurposed content, link back to the original YouTube video to boost its visibility. And there's some pros and cons to this. You know, are you trying to build a platform in one primary location? If so, then always refer back to that location. If you're just trying to create content that exists lots of places and people can follow wherever is best for them, then you don't always have to worry so much about that original link back. Okay, I hope that's helpful. And as noted, I'm trying to do more of this myself. I'm trying to create content one place and then use it other places, wherever it feels right, wherever it feels native, where it's not just like being dropped someplace. So if you follow some of my social, you might see that a little bit more, but hopefully in a way that, again, feels natural and authentic. All right, listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions, you know where to go, but I just like to mention it in case. New episode every day. It's always completely free. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, directly on the website, wherever you like to listen. Anywhere is totally cool with me. My name's Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.